Traditionally, the highest-rated special of the TV season is the annual telecast of the Academy Awards. Worldwide, it's supposed to attract an estimated 1 billion or so viewers. One of those viewers was TV critic David Bianculli, who, as always, has an opinion.
Most people watch the Oscars, I think, for the same five reasons. Number one, they want to find out the winners, at least for the major awards, most of which aren't announced until after midnight on the East Coast. Number two, they want to size up the host or hostess to decide whether the monologues and ad-libs are funny this time. Number three, they want to check out the fashions and see who's wearing the sexiest and most outlandish evening gowns. Number four, they want to hate and then grumble about the traditionally awful production numbers. And number five, perhaps most of all, they want to be treated to a special moment. A special moment could be a streaker running across the stage, or Jack Palance doing one-handed push-ups, or Sally Field saying we really liked her, or Tom Hanks delivering a great acceptance speech. Last night, the 68th Annual Academy Awards presentation on ABC provided us with one of those special moments. The moment when quadriplegic Christopher Reeve showed up on stage, received an emotional standing ovation, and bravely delivered a speech. In a quiet but firm voice, he urged his peers to make films that mattered.
When I was a kid, my friends and I went to the movies just for fun. But then we saw Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove. It started us thinking about the madness of nuclear destruction. Stanley Kramer's The Defiant once taught us about race relations. And we began to realize that films could deal with social issues. Now, when you look at films like Platoon and Philadelphia, Lorenzo's Oil, you realize the power of film to present painful but important issues to the public.
What about the power of TV to bring viewers a moment like that? There were other special moments this year, too. Mira Sorvino, the Best Supporting Actress winner for Woody Allen's Mighty Aphrodite, thanked her father, actor Paul Sorvino, so gratefully she made him break down and cry. And Kirk Douglas, accepting a special Oscar for a lifetime of work, spoke with pride and with his speech slowed slightly by a recent stroke. This time it was the son's turn to cry, as Michael Douglas watched proudly from the audience. As for the other reasons we watched the Oscars, it was a rather subdued year. The major winners provided us little real drama this time, except for Susan Sarandon winning Best Actress for Dead Man Walking. Whoopi Goldberg as host was better than she was 2 years ago, and better than David Letterman was last year, but still not good enough to be asked back next year. Bring back Billy Crystal, please. The fashions weren't terrible this year, and neither were the musical production numbers, except for those alleged supermodels wearing the best costume entries. If the purpose of the number was to showcase the costumes, why show so many long close-ups of the models? Which brings me to my final point. If the Oscars, more than anything else, are about winners and special moments, why restrict the winners to 45 seconds or less? Last night, they started to cut off the acceptance speech by the Holocaust survivor profiled in One Survivor Remembers, which would have been a horrible thing to do. It also would have robbed viewers of yet another special moment. If you're going to trim fat from the program, do all five nominated songs in one quick medley and be done with it. The winners earned their spot at the podium and shouldn't be rushed through their thank yous. That's where most of the special moments are, or could be, if the Academy folks wised up.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.